The crowbar in Groningen totally rocks.
The fucking bones. Up the bones. Up the bones. Up, up, up. Up the bones. Unite. Don't fight. Unite. Don't fight.
So many reasons that I would play Fleas and Lice as the first band on this show Totally Rocks Crowbar Edition here on Radioactive International. It is Thursday night. Welcome to the show. That was a bit of Fleas and Lice, as I said. The whole show tonight is on the Crowbar in Groningen, which has been hit with 2 fines for playing live music. And tomorrow night they're having a big fundraising gig. They got a license for the night, and they're going to play Harlan T. Bobo's playing the Green Hornets, so playing the Black Cults. Are playing, so I'm gonna play a bit of them. I'm gonna play a bit of the Green Hornets and Harlan T. Bobo a bit later. But the whole reason that I know about the Crowbar in Groningen, of course, is through Mouthpiece and through Fleas and Lice. If I didn't know the lads, I wouldn't know the Crowbar. So thanks, lads, for opening my eyes. I'm gonna play a Mouthpiece tune just because the first time I was ever in the Crowbar, Natalie interviewed Mouthpiece for some kind of Groningen radio. And this was his first song that we played over the PA system. It was off the first EP that we did, CDR. This is a version that we recorded much later and never released. So it's a bit of an exclusive. This is a Mouthpiece. This is a Shit and the Shovel. I wanna drag it up to my level. Then you can be the shit and not a shovel. I wanna love how you push it around. And we don't stand here for what it's called. Go down, down, down. Chop it on. Like you wanna sing a different song. I really wish you would get laid. I do what you mean, my advice. Go fuck yourself in the ass. I'm playing punk. Go fuck yourself in the ass. I'm not a stupid cunt. Go fuck yourself in the ass now, baby. write a bit of the Impregnators there, or Nobby Noxious and the Impregnators, to give them their full moniker. We, the first time that we were in Groningen on a tour, we were on tour with them. That was Nobby and the Impregnators, as I said, and they featured Pierre from Fleas and Lice and loads of other guys that were deadly. Adam and Derek Deadly and all of them, they were deadly. So that was them. I'm going to play another band that we played with. We played with Nobby and the Impregnators in the Vera, and we played with the Fuck Ups in the Vera, and we played with them in the GGI in Ireland when it was in Wexford, which was a great hoolie. But I know they've played the Crowbar loads, so this is the Fuck Ups.
Strap and crush a fly on the bloody knife. You're the hand of liquor in my cherry bomb.
one of my favorite Canadian bands, and that's saying something because I really do like a lot of Canadian bands, must be said. That was a Brutal Nights out of Toronto. They played the Crowbar back in the day. I think they were one of the early ones. I think it was 2010. And before that was Insomnio, who I couldn't believe played there because I'd barely even heard of them. They played in July 2009. So I've done a bit of research. I will admit, I went onto YouTube. If you go onto YouTube and look up Crowbar Punks, P-U-N-X. There are loads of videos from the Crowbar, and they're all some great bands. So a lot of the bands that I'm playing tonight I know played in the Crowbar because of Crowbar Punks, so cheers whoever you are. But I am going to play the first band that ever played in the Crowbar, at least under Natalie and Esther's tutelage. This is Brimstone Howl. This is In the Valley.
Valley where you belong. You walk in the valley where you belong.
right, we had a couple there. We had Crowbar veteran Jack Oblivion playing Rat City off of Rat City. And then we had Green Hornet there, a local Groningen band, as far as I know, was Burning a Hole. They just sent me those tunes today, and they are playing tomorrow with Harlan T. Bobo, which is the big gig, the big fundraiser of the weekend. If you are in Groningen or anywhere near, you should definitely bop down to that, support the Crowbar. So I am going to play the main event now of tomorrow's evening. There's a bit of Harlan T. Bobo. This is God's Lamb.
But it's not so hard. Tell me what's hard. Yeah.
All right, this is This Show Rocks. My name is Derek. This is Radioactive International. We're about halfway through. Two of the last three bands have actually played a gig in the Crowbar for Natalie's birthday a couple years ago. So I might as well play the third band. The first band was the Green Hornet. Second band were the Red Dons out of Portland, Oregon. That was the last band they played there. There's a bit of Harlan T. Bobo in the middle there. And the next band is a special request from Natalie, and it's also the third band that played on the night. This is Victims. This is Death Do Us Part. We'll be right back. right. We had a bit of restarts there with the ladder. That was off the split they did with Fleas and Lice, which was one of the first songs I played there. Or it was the first song. And then we had a bit of Found on the Floor, featuring Connor Koresh, who's probably even more than Fleas and Lice the reason I know the Crowbar would be through Connor. He is truly the king of the sad people. But I'm going to keep on playing playing just a variety of stuff, because I mean that is the great thing about the Crowbar, is the pure variety of music on offer. Looking through all of the bands that I've played there, I was pretty impressed with the breadth of it all. But I'm going to play a band that actually didn't play there, but Eric Davison definitely did come and DJ there one night. I've seen the pictures, so I'm going to play the New Bomb Turks. This is Born to Lose, Lautrec.
Just a child.
right, we had a few there. We had a bit of the Hex Dispensers with Agatha's Antlers. I know they didn't play there, but neither did the band before them, the New Bomb Turks. Eric Davison definitely DJed there. And I know the Hex Dispensers played in Groningen recently. And there was an after party at the Crowbar, so that's why I played them. And they played a bit of Lover, who definitely played there. And now I'm going to play a band that's definitely going to play there as part of the second fundraising gig for the fines that they've been levied with. This is a bit of Tumbling Go-Go's. I think it's the 23rd of November gig. I say it'll be great. These guys are cool.
Anyway. got an ego, it won't let me go. What am I gonna do? A, B, C, D, paranoia's killing me. I'm dying on me aching feet, what a way to go. Roll up, roll up, people always stroll up. So why don't you grow up? No, thank you. Big cats, small cats, some cats are fat cats. Those cats are bad cats, what we gonna do? There's an awful lot of people in the world today. There's an awful lot of trouble on the streets these days. And it doesn't seem to matter what you do or say. If a change is gonna happen, gotta help it on its way. A change's gotta come before too long, I know. The peace has gotta come and I could be wrong, I know. But I just don't know what I can do. You don't trust me and I don't trust you. I bet you wish you did and I know I do. Why have you got secrets? Cause I know you have. If you've got something to hide then it must be bad. A change's gotta come before too long, I know. Peace has gotta come and I could be wrong, I know. But I just don't know what I can do.
Alright, I hope I have made my case for the Crowbar in Groningen being the greatest bar in the world and worthy of your support. So if you are in Holland, get down. If you're in anywhere on the continent, get down to the Crowbar tomorrow night, Friday night, for Harlan T. Bobo and the whole gig there, doing a bit of a fundraiser for the fines they've been charged. And if you want to sign the petition, go to change.org. And stick Crowbar Groningen into the search engine and it'll come up and sign the petition and say what you want about live music being allowed in such a great bar and given so much to the city. So thanks to everyone that I've ever met in Holland. Yous are all great. Before that was a bit of Zounds, and before that we had a bit of King Louis and the Missing Monuments, or the Missing Monuments as he's now known, who played back in the day. When he still called himself King Louis, in the Crowbar. The last tune I'm going to play is a band that actually didn't play there, but Kepi Ghoulie played a solo gig, so I'm going to play a bit of the Groovy Ghoulies. Alright, enjoy yourselves. Until next week, keep it handy. See ya.
This feeling that I feel for you. Your own kind of loving makes me think that we could ever take the place of you. And it's so funny, funny what you do, honey, honey, what you do, what you mean.